My name is Hannah Potter. I am 15 years old. Today is December 10th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Susan Potter, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood or what you were like as a child?
When I was a child, I grew up with three sisters and my mother and father. We were all in the same household. I had a great childhood. We would play outside. We'd do the normal kid stuff. We would go on family vacation.
Is that it? Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments in my life was when I got first pregnant and I lost my child. He was a stillborn at 22 weeks.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
The biggest influence in my life is my sister Erin, who was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago, and then 3 years after that, her breast cancer turned into bone cancer, and last February, it went from bone cancer to brain cancer, and she is doing very well. She's responding to her treatment very well, and we're very blessed.
How did you respond to that, though, the news about her getting cancer?
I cried.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Positive memories is my mom always doing things with us when we were little. She would always volunteer. So that was always good. She showed me how to be a good mother. Bad influences. I can't really think of any bad influences or bad memories.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory is when my daughter Hannah was born. That's my happiest memory.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I am proudest of my family, my daughter and my husband, who are the number one people in my life besides my other family members. I love the job that I do. I work as a cafeteria manager for a Catholic school, and they are just wonderful kids.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
There's a lot of dumb things that I've done in my life. Nothing that can be recorded.
How about when you were a kid? Was there anything dumb you did that?
I did a lot of dumb things. It's just part of childhood. You just do dumb things and then you move on.
Okay. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, when I was young, I always wanted to be a mother of a big family, but I did not get that chance because I had difficulty caring children, so I'm lucky I have one child. I didn't imagine myself as a cafeteria manager. I actually wanted to go into psychology and be a family therapist.
If you had the option to go back, do you change anything?
No.
Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up? Tell me a story of how you met Daddy.
How I met your father? We met, We met at work, and we just formed a spark, I guess you could say.
How has being a parent changed you?
Well, it definitely makes me selfless. I always put my daughter before everything else and anybody else besides my husband.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it? Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
I have an older sister, Kim. I am the second oldest, and then I have a younger sister, Erin, and the youngest is Kelly. I wasn't very close with my older sister. She was kind of the oddball out, I guess you could say. But I was very close to Erin because we're only 23 months apart. We did everything together. We played with the neighbors together. We did everything together. Cheerleading, you name it.
What about Aunt Kelly?
Aunt Kelly, I was born in 76, Aunt Kelly was born in 83, so there is quite an age gap there, but I remember Kelly was always tagging behind Erin.
Is it because they were closer in age, do you think?
Maybe, or Grammy just kind of set Kelly off with Erin, and Erin had to watch her.
Do you feel like that's how it is nowadays also?
No.
You would say you're close with both your sisters equally, and then Aunt Kimmy also.
Yeah.
You try to be, at least?
Yeah, with Kimmy at least, but it's harder because she's in Reading and everybody else is here.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I actually got caught stealing with our neighbor friend, Gloria. We were only like maybe 9, 10, and I'll never forget this. And all we did was, back in the 80s, buttons were very popular in jean jackets. So I stole a button, and the lady caught me. And they didn't call the cops, they called our parents. And I remember my friend's dad giving me a lecture for 3 hours straight. It was horrible. That was enough. So, yeah.
Would you say that your friend's parents were more intimidating than your own, in a way?
Yes.
Was this Aunt Gloria we're talking about?
Yes.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
When I was a teenager, my first job, I worked at the Bully Factory, and I was the person that picked up the phone and took the orders and helped make subs. And then I worked at Bavarian Pretzel at Capital City Mall, and did the cash register and made the pretzels. And then I was end of high school, I was a waitress at Eaton Park. And I basically spent money on shopping.
Okay. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
No.
Why not?
Because my teenage years and my past is what makes me who I am now.